thing about modern Christianity and black religious kooks is that it's the end all, be all. But they find it hard to apply the full ideology to themselves. Recently, Eddie Long died, but not before being clouded in scandal, the likes of Penn State Sandusky. He was able to settle out of court, but is not the settlement itself indicative of, at minimum, inappropriate behavior? When city governments settle with the families of people killed by police, is that not acknowledgement of some wrongdoing and not leaving the results of a trial up to chance? Good morning and welcome to TLE News. I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni. And what we have right now is a story coming out of Memphis, Tennessee, of a 47-year-old church deacon killed by his 18-year-old girlfriend. Now, new details have recently emerged stating that the subject, Destiny Garner White, stabbed Tory Reginald Taylor Gillard multiple times, but yet a motive has still to be has yet to be determined. Here is the latest on that case. Roll that footage.
Good evening, I'm Brandon Artilles. Katina has the night off. New details tonight about the stabbing death of a father and deacon of a Memphis church. Police told us 47-year-old Tory Reginald Taylor Gillard died after being stabbed yesterday afternoon in the 4100 block of Mame in the Westwood neighborhood. Taylor Gillard's girlfriend, 18-year-old Destiny Garner White, is accused in the stabbing and charged with second-degree murder. Local 24's Brad Broders is live outside Jail East in East Memphis, where Garner White is being held. Brad?
Yeah, good afternoon, Brandon. This affidavit shines new light on what one of Taylor Gillard's children witnessed before and after that deadly stabbing, as well as what the accused stabber told the victim's family and investigators. One day after Memphis police arrived on scene to find Tory Reginald Taylor Gillard stabbed to death, the devastation and questions lingered about his accused killer and girlfriend, Destiny Garner White.
Many people do not know Destiny's mother or her brothers and sisters.
The affidavit said one of Taylor Gillard's children witnessed her father and Garner White get into an argument in the kitchen in this home yesterday. Memphis police said the 18-year-old then pulled a knife from the cabinet and stabbed the 47-year-old in the chest, arm, and head. The affidavit said Garner White then went a few doors over and confessed at the home of Taylor Gillard's mother.
She came to you after...
She stayed at my dad.
And said she did it.
Uh-huh.
Lonnie Taylor said she went back to the house and called 911 after seeing her son on the floor and not moving. Police arrested Garner White, and investigators said she confessed at MPD headquarters.
I mean, it just rips my heart apart to be able to just do it. To gotta stomach this right now.
On scene last night, the news was especially tough for Pastor Andre Davis, who knew Taylor Gillard, a deacon at Path Ministries Christian Church, for years.
Very good, hardworking brother, very sincere. You know, and, this is a great loss.
And this morning, the manager at the butcher shop nearby where Taylor Gillard lived said he was well-liked and well-respected by his coworkers. Taylor Gillard works security at the butcher shop. Meanwhile, Destiny Garner White is scheduled to appear in Shelby County Court tomorrow. Reporting live outside Jail East in East Memphis, Brad Broders, Local 24 News.
Brad, thank you. This just
And there you have it. Now, I could go into the crime itself, but instead what I really wanted to touch on was a different aspect of this case. Taylor Gillard was a church deacon for Path Ministries Christian Church. His pastor, Andre Davis, vouched for him and said that he was a hard worker and that he was a deacon of the church for several years. You hear that? He was a deacon of the church for several years. Now, the relationship between Gillard and White also lasted several years. What I want to ask is, was this relationship kept hidden from parishioners? Did the pastor not know one of his flock was involved in a relationship with a minor? Was the minor not even brought into the congregation's attention? Isn't this something that's frowned upon by the current laws of Caesar, when the Bible specifically states, given to Caesar what is due unto Caesar, so you should follow the laws of the land, the rule of the land? Maybe Davis didn't know about it and Gillard kept it to himself. But if Gillard would have kept that to himself, does that not disqualify him from being a deacon in the church? And how come no one is talking about the fact that this 47-year-old man was in a relationship with an 18-year-old? And because it lasted several years, you know she was a minor when it began. Now, Gillard's daughter, a witness in this case, is 14 years old, 4 years younger than the suspect. Here we have this church deacon consummating a relationship with a minor, but no one says anything. What I want to know is, does this pastor have pretty young thing in the wings too? I mean, maybe he's like a bunch of other pastors. Lately, I've been seeing a whole bunch of nonsense when it comes to these pastors and religion and then dealing with minors. I just want to know. Now, if the scriptures say what's done in the dark will be brought to the light, does this not apply here as well? How come no one knew about it, but the girlfriend, who is quote-unquote maybe a secret to everybody, was so comfortable in her secret that she was able to go to the man's daughter as well as the man's mother and tell them what she did? But yet the whole relationship goes unmentioned. No one said anything about it. No one spoke up and said that it was inappropriate. No one said anything, said that it looks wrong. No one said anything at all. But yet he's a deacon at the church? Ha, sure. All right, black folks. Y'all love this Jesus way too much. And you think he absolves everything you do and gives you the liberty to just go do everything the hell you want. But forget it. God knows the character of my heart. He going to bless me. He going to forgive me. As long as I ask for forgiveness and repent, it's all good and I can keep doing whatever the fuck I want, right? Okay. Now, it's just like the narrative being pushed by the media of this whole alleged Russian hack. More people are outraged about the hack itself than the information that was revealed in the hacks, including Republicans. Since when did the revelation of wrongdoing take precedence over the act itself, the actual wrongdoing that was revealed? Why does the revelation of it take precedence? Edward Snowden and Bradley Manning, who has changed his sex to a woman and calls himself Chelsea Manning, both revealed the wrongdoings of this great, mighty country of ours. But people are more upset about how it was revealed than the revelation itself, including, of course, the government, who gets to hide their shame by pointing fingers. It's a shame what happened to the deacon, and it's a tragedy for the family. However, this was brought upon himself. There was a history of violence with the couple, with police having to be called on White on several occasions. Do we just ignore the red flags, the alarms that go off in our heads? Do we? Do we just let things play out? From his position of power as a deacon at the church, Gillard was manipulating this girl to the best of his tired abilities. On one hand, he was stating that everything happens within God's will and using that to fuck a minor. If volonté bon Dieu, and for those that don't understand Creole, it's the will of God. May God's will be done. Right. Well, Mr. Gillard, your chickens have come home to roost, and God's will was done. It was God's will you used his name. It was God's will White was able to kill you and tell your family. It was God's will what happened to you, and no one should be angered or upset. May the will of God be done, right? Okay, then. So where do you think this guy is going to end up? Do you think he saved enough souls to erase a multitude of sins like the Bible says? Should White be forgiven for what she did, killing this man, this 47-year-old man, 29 years her senior, and manipulating her young, I'm not going to say innocent, but her young mind? Let me know. Leave your comments in the comment box. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for all the latest news at TLE. I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni, and this is TLE News.